Thank you. Adamus, what are the practical steps to letting go of guilt and shame? Because I would imagine there's a lot of people sitting there thinking, that sounds wonderful, but how do I go about doing that?
I'm hesitant to answer that in a very short session like this, but I'll give it a try. First of all, the human cannot forgive itself. And that's the common mistake, is you try to forgive yourself. You simply can't, because you don't trust or believe yourself. Ultimately, it's about receiving forgiveness from the I am, what some people would call the soul, from the I am that you are. The I am, the soul, has never judged anything. You've never done anything wrong. It's never wanted you to have a good day nor a bad day. It doesn't really care. But it's receiving that forgiveness. It's like somebody handing you a platter of goodness, of riches, of wealth, of acceptance, of love, and everything else. And typically you would say, well, yes, I'll gladly accept that. But, well, it sounds like a great idea right at first. Then you instantly, the human gets overcome with guilt. Do I really deserve it? Am I ready for it? Have I earned it? What about other people? Maybe I should share it with them. And then once again, you get locked up in this whole issue of guilt and shame. There's no easy way to describe it talking right now, but understand it's receiving it, not from an outside God, not from archangels or anything else. It's about receiving it from your soul, the complete forgiveness for all things, because ultimately you haven't done anything wrong. Mm-hmm.
What's the importance then of prayer?
I'm hearing a noise here on this one from your viewers. A lot of noise, them saying that, well, certainly there are things that are wrong. It isn't murder wrong. Stop thinking like a human. Feel into the I am. Stop finding excuses to justify feeling guilt and shame for things. And it's personal. I'm not saying this is a planetary thing. It's a very personal thing, your guilt and shame.
There's a question here then that feeds on nicely from that about the letting go of the guilt and the shame. And Sandra says, so I feel I could have been a better parent. I've been angry and I've been ungrateful, and they're all judgments on myself. Is my role now to simply accept all that I've done without judgment and accept the forgiveness from my soul?
That'd be my vote. Absolutely. Well, unless you want to keep going like you're going, and if you want to, fine. But it's time for anybody with a degree of consciousness to just stop carrying karma around. Stop going from lifetime to lifetime carrying this burden of guilt and shame. If your soul, your I am, does not judge you for anything, and it doesn't, no way. If your soul doesn't judge you, then why are you judging yourself? It's kind of like a self-inflicted torture. You can get off of it at any time. You can stop it at any moment if you choose. But now you're going to go through this whole mental thing saying, well, how do I do that? And what ritual do I use? And how do I get rid of my karma? And what healer and teacher and do I need to go to? No, stop all that. Just take a deep breath and say, I'm done with that. I'm done with that. And now it's time for me to allow my realization. It's that simple. And then go about your life. It's so easy for the humans to get caught up in, what should I be doing? And do I have to pray in a certain way or meditate in a certain way? Do I have to be a vegetarian? None of that. None of that. It's about allowing at the deepest levels of yourself. Thank you.